Yeah, just as an addendum for that Carter Hotel video, at the ground floor of the Carter Hotel, there were two businesses. One was a very small, basically the size of a room, kind of a deli, where you can get like chips and soda, and maybe they could heat you up a bagel or something. I don't even think they had a full grill in there, if memory serves correctly. But the other thing that was more interesting, which next door to it was a lounge, decent-sized lounge called Sally's 2. And Sally's 2 is basically a transsexual bar. And they would, I guess some of the tourists from the Carter would go in there, and also just gay dudes and just other trannies and stuff. They all hang out in there. And sometimes, you know, there's a lot of these trannies were prostitutes, and they would get mad at each other. And I would see from the lobby, like, you'd hear the commotion out in the street, like they would invite each other out because they're still dudes, and they would go out there and they fucking like take off their earrings and smear Vaseline on their face and try to assault each other with the fucking high heels and shit. That would happen like once every few months. They'd have a fight like that because, like, I guess they would say like they're trying to poach each other's customers or whatever. So that was interesting. And then now there's, for the past 20 years or so, there's a big Westin Hotel on the corner, which is also across from the Times Square and next to the Carter. And that used to be the site of Club New York, where Puffy and J-Lo were in there. And that guy Shine, who's a rapper back in the 90s, he shot somebody and he had to do like 10 years in prison for that. I think he did like 8 years in prison. And then I think they deported him back to Belize. So there's a lot of history in that area. And the place, the Carter itself, was run by a Vietnamese guy. His name was Tran, I think. It might have been Tran, but I think it was Tran. And I never met the guy. I never saw the guy. But the word on the street was that he was just running that place into the ground and didn't give a shit about anything. I imagine by now he's passed on or well into his retirement. So, yeah, there's a little more history for you.